CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. At least 110 people are now confirmed dead in flooding in central Texas, and at least 160 are missing. CBS's Nydia Cavazos reports from Kerrville.
We were still under the impression that it was only a couple of people who were missing. This was mostly the girls who were part of the Camp Mystic, but then during the press conference with Governor Greg Abbott, the number significantly went up, and this is because multiple agencies are working together to provide this information.
Abbott dismissed a question about who was to blame for the deaths. He says that's the word choice of losers. Officials say the county doesn't have a flash flood warning system. They say when a proposal was made to install one, residents objected to the cost. As the search for the missing continues, the searchers themselves are getting support from volunteers like Chris Higgins with Operation Barbecue Relief.
We got here the night of July 4th. Since then, we've done 4,300 meals. Today, we're on tap for 2,300 meals to first responders and those that are displaced.
And many are displaced. The devastation from the flooding is spread across several hundred miles, all the way to just outside the capital, Austin. There's also been flash flooding in southern New Mexico.
Caitlin Carpenter looked out of a window in Ruidoso, New Mexico, to see fast-moving water carrying a house downstream. It belonged to the family of one of her best friends. They had not been inside of it.
Oh, no.
The area around the Rio Ruidoso and much of Lincoln County was scorched last year by wildfires, making the soil unstable at the surface and more prone to flooding. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
Some people are missing, but so far no confirmed fatalities. The Supreme Court has lifted a lower court order blocking the firings of thousands of employees at almost two dozen federal agencies. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
The ruling doesn't mean anyone at those agencies is on the verge of losing their job immediately, but it does give the president permission to start making plans to do so, but we know we're definitely going to face even more legal challenges.
Someone has been contacting at least three foreign ministers, a U.S. governor, and a member of Congress using AI to impersonate Secretary of State Marco Rubio. State Department spokeswoman Tammy Bruce.
The department takes seriously its responsibility to safeguard its information and continuously takes steps to improve the department's cybersecurity posture to prevent future incidents.
The Army's long history with horses is coming to an end. It's putting 141 of its horses up for adoption, but it will keep horses in its ceremonial caisson unit that marches in parades and participates in funerals at Arlington National Cemetery. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Paul's new drone startup just lost its most genius computer scientist.
We just lost our best genius to some new genius who's got a genius new idea. I'm going to have to find a new genius, or two half geniuses, and fast.
He needs a computer scientist that can keep his startup from falling down.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job on Indeed, it's easier for talented candidates to find it, which makes it easier for you to hire them. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
A man from New York City who has a progressive brain disorder has turned to stand-up comedy for relief.
72-year-old Larry Lawrence was diagnosed with Lewy body dementia, which can include cognitive decline and movement disorders. Doctors told him staying socially and creatively active can help, so he became a stand-up comic.
Because my adrenaline and excitement and the crowd keep me going.
He likes to make fun of himself, like the turkey waddle under his neck.
This turkey hunting season I've been shot at.
Lawrence says the audience his laughter is his medicine.
I've done a lot of shows. 150, 200 shows. I got six laughs.
Michael Wallace, CBS News.
A judge has ordered a mental evaluation for a Venezuelan man convicted of killing Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley in 2024. Jose Ibarra was found guilty in November and sentenced to life without parole. His lawyers say he has a mental deficiency that affected his ability to assist in his defense. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
WRJN.
meteorologist Rodney Price. Any showers and thunderstorms out there will come to an end as we'll see a partly to mostly cloudy sky. A light breeze in the overnight as morning lows drop to the middle and upper 60s. On your Wednesday, a mix of clouds and sunshine, highs in the upper 70s. Currently 71 degrees.
Central Park to Preservation Hall. Local news and timeless hits.
Money down. Never had schooling, but it taught me well with a smooth southern style. Three months. Her mama had to dance for the money they'd throw. Grandpa threw whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Good. Money down. Gypsies, tramps, and thieves. We hear it from the people of the town. They call us gypsies, tramps, and thieves. But every night all the men would come around.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN. Bomb, 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 bomb,
you saw me standing alone, without a dream in my heart, without a love of my heart.
Toil or a puppet on a string. I'm not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Veterans, have you explored your benefits lately? The Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs is here for Wisconsin veterans and their families. For more information, please visit WISVets.com. That's WISVets.com. Message sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Veterans Affairs.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
decades, WRJN was the radio voice of Racine's Raiders football. And now, we've rekindled that relationship for the 2025 season. The Racine Raiders football team is back and seeking another championship. And WRJN has the entire season on the schedule. Saturday nights, it's the return of Racine Raiders football. See the full schedule at WRJN.com.
After 6 hours of school, I had enough of the day. I hit the radio dial and tuned it up all the way.
I got a dance,
right on the floor.
Dance, right there on the floor.
The
floor's really hot.
Dance, now the beat's really hot.
Dance,
when I feel put down, I try to shake it off good.
local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Reflections of the way life used to be. Reflections of
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
darling, I need you to call my own and never do wrong, to hold in mind your little hand. I'll know too soon that all is so grand.
Just love somebody, to love somebody the way I love you. In my parade, I see your face again. Somebody, the way I love you.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. The death toll from flash floods in Texas is now at least 110, and many more are missing. The latest from CBS's Nydia Cavazos in Kerrville.
The latest update now includes 161 people who are missing. And this includes people from Camp Mystic, but people who were not necessarily registered with the camp. They were not staying at a hotel, but whose family members have reached out and they are looking for answers.
Kerr County officials say they did propose creating a more robust flood warning system, but members of the public objected to the cost. As if they don't have enough problems, residents are having trouble getting rid of debris left behind in the floods. CBS's Jared Eggleston has that.
At the dump in town, residents are actually being charged to currently dispose of their debris. Normally, there's a voucher system and residents here can throw large things away at the dump twice a year. But right now, if residents don't have those vouchers, they're actually being charged for the debris. That is something the city says it is currently working on with staff.